Great. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Archive. I'm your host, DJ EJ, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you all have been having a good week. It's been kind of rainy up here in Medford, Massachusetts, but it's been okay. And it's supposed to be rainy again this upcoming week, but it should be clearing up around Wednesday or so. There's a little obligatory weather report that I've snuck into the past couple of episodes of the Archive here on WMFO. So last week I teased at the fact that this week would be a somewhat special edition of the Archive because unfortunately this is the last episode of the Archive for the foreseeable future. I'm going to be moving out of Medford, Massachusetts and moving in with my family in New Jersey while I finish up my job search. And I'm hoping that my job search will end up back in the Boston area because that's where I've primarily been looking. So hopefully I will be able to reboot the Archive at some point in the next couple of months. So I guess stay tuned for that and check WMFO.org. But until then, this is going to be it. So I was thinking about different things that I could do to kind of celebrate the Archive and the kind of music that I've been playing here on the Archive. And I decided to just keep it simple and play some of my favorite songs from the past couple of years. And a lot of these are songs that are too long to have fit easily into other playlists. So most of them are around the 10-minute mark. So be warned, but these are top DJ EJ songs from top albums, from top artists, etc. So yeah, if you want to know what music really gets me going, this is your chance. So I'm going to start things off with a song that I have been wanting to play for a while, but I have been avoiding playing it because there's a bit of profanity in it, but I decided to just suck it up this time and do a little manual censorship in my digital audio workstation of choice. So I'm happy that I'm able to play this and share this for all you lovely listeners now. And this first track is by Drive Like Jehu. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
All right, that was Drive Like Jehu. It comes from their second album from 1994, and the track is called Luau. Like I mentioned before I played the song, this has been one of my favorite songs for a long time, but I haven't gotten to playing it here on the archive on 91.5 WMFO Medford until now because of the lyrical content, but I managed to sort that out before playing it today. And it was all good and squeaky clean for the radio. So I'm happy that I was able to do that. Yeah, the song is just massive in terms of length and also just the sound and the, I don't know, whatever kind of generic positive word you want to describe music with. The guitars are really aggressive. I love the tone. I love the like laser gun type feedback that permeates the song and a lot of other Drive Like Jehu songs. I really want to know how the guitarist John Reese manages to get that because it's such a cool sound and it fits their style perfectly. So when I was going through the lyrics to this song, I'll preface this by saying I'm not too much of a lyrics guy. I usually like the sound of the words themselves and the music usually takes up maybe 90% of why I like or dislike a song, and then the lyrics are just an additional thing that I view on the side. So I've loved this song for a long time, but I kind of just read the lyrics for the first time today. And the lyrics are actually really interesting. It's from the point of view of like a Hawaiian man or a person or just the state of Hawaii in general. And it talks about how it was taken over by white people and like the Hawaiian natives wanting to like eradicate all traces of Western culture on the archipelago. So that's really interesting. And especially for a band that I believe none of them are from Hawaii, it's a pretty interesting topic to write about. I love all of the riffs in this song. They're so great. They're so driving and kind of lumbering because of the 3-4 time. Drive Like Jehu seemed to enjoy 3-4 a lot, which is pretty cool. You don't see that too much in rock music. So that's a somewhat unique thing about this track. And also in the extended outro, well, the vocals end in this track maybe halfway through. And then there's the extended outro that's just riffing all over the place and some soloing, and it just keeps switching up from one place to another. And there's this one shift in it that happens just before the 7-minute mark, and it gets me every single time. It sounds like the sky just opening up and just a different kind of light shining through into the world that the song occupies. So yeah, love this song for a number of reasons, and I'm very happy that I was able to play it on the archive before going on an indefinite hiatus. Also, I have this album, Yank Crime by Drive Like Jehu, on vinyl at home, which I'm very happy to have. And I also have this next album that I'm going to be playing a track or two from on vinyl. And that's my little segue between these two songs. And these next two tracks that actually segue into each other, so it really just sounds like one track. These next two songs are by Unwound. Here we go. All right. Those two tracks were by Unwound. They come from Unwound's final album, Leaves Turn Inside You, from 2001. And the first track, which was the very long one, was called Below the Salt. And then the final track, which was that little reprise that you just heard, is called Who Cares, which is a very fitting nihilistic title for the last track on your last album, but I guess it fits the ethos of the band pretty well. Below the Salt is maybe, I guess I could call that Unwound's crowning achievement, for lack of better words. I believe it's the longest song they ever did, and it's probably the most epic sounding. When you're listening to that song, as well as a couple of other songs on their final album, Leaves Turn Inside You, you can tell that they were enjoying quite a bit of Led Zeppelin at the time. There are lots of really heavy hard rock riffs that have that same Led Zeppelin vibe. Trying to think of some example songs. There's a song earlier on the album that reminds me a lot of Kashmir, the Mellotron part in the middle. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure you can make the connection if you were listening to that last song. But yeah, lots of Zeppelin vibes. But what might be the most interesting part about that song is the extended intro. It's really sparse, and it has that melodic bass line and the piano and the guitars, and it kind of just patiently walks up and down a major scale for a long time before the song itself kicks in at maybe, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes in. And an interesting anecdote about the band writing that intro part is that two of the members of the band, well, Unwound is a trio, and the guitarist and the bassist were both trying to figure out what kind of piano part they should do for the beginning. And the bassist had been classically trained, so he was playing around on the piano, testing out some ideas. And he was thinking, he kept saying, "What would Mozart do? What would Mozart do?" And they weren't getting anywhere. And then the guitarist tried something else, and they thought it was brilliant. And I guess that's what wound up on the album. And the bassist asked him, "How did you do that? Like, what were you thinking?" And he said, "Oh, you shouldn't be thinking what would Mozart do. You should be thinking what would Eno do." And it definitely sounds a lot like something Brian Eno might do. Has that really sparse ambient feeling to it that suits the vibe of the track perfectly. It's just really peaceful and quiet, and it feels like a kind of a big open meadow. And then all of a sudden the thunderclouds kick in, and you get the dismal atmosphere of the second half of the track with the heavy guitars. And the last thing I'll mention about Below the Salt is that I absolutely love their drummer, Sarah Lund's triplet fills. There's one that comes in again right before the 7 minute mark, I think. And that one just gets me every time. It's just so good, and it feels so like triumphant in a way. And I think she does it a couple more times on this track. And then there's a bit of noise, and then it segues into the final track, Who Cares, which begins with a little reprise of the opener for the album, We Invent You. And then it quickly goes into this like hokey, goofy Mellotron trombone jazz kind of performance that was done by their longtime producer Steve Fisk, who played a bunch of keyboards on the albums, on all of their albums. And he produced most of their albums. He played a bunch of keyboards on this album and their previous album, Challenge for a Civilized Society. There's just this goofy trombone for a long time, and then it ends with somebody just saying yeah, which I think is pretty hilarious. And it's such like a non-closer to their entire discography, and it's pretty perfect in a lot of ways. And anyway, that's going to wrap up the first half of the archive today. In case you're tuning in late and you're just joining us now, I'm DJ EJ, and I'm your host for the archive on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Since it's the mid-hour mark, I am going to share with you a quick PSA.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
All right, that car starting, door open jingle beat was kind of unsettling. But yeah, don't text and drive. It's easy as that, I guess. Moving on, believe it or not, I only have two tracks left here on the archive today. And this next song is definitely a very long one. I've played a couple of the very long tracks by this band before from this era, but I don't think I have played this one before. Actually, I'm certain I haven't played this one before. And in a lot of ways, I think this track is this respective band's crowning achievement before they broke up. So I will just leave it at that, and I will let you know that this track is by Swans. Here we go.
Oh.
All right, that track was by Swans, and it is from their 1997 live album. Or is it 97? It looks like it was actually released in 2003, but I feel like it was 97. But anyway, the album is called Swans Are Dead, Live 95 through 97. And I think that's one of the best live albums I know of, especially the first disc, which is their 1997 Farewell Tour, before they broke up for 15 or so years. And the track that you just heard is called Blood Promise. Blood Promise was originally a track on their 9th studio album, The Great Annihilator, which came out in 1995, and it was in a very different form. It was pretty sparse and largely keyboard-based, and it was only about 4 minutes, and like Swans tends to do, they took those lyrics and put it over different music for a live environment, and they sure managed to drag this out for a long time, and it just keeps building and building and building in intensity, and it finally ends up breaking at the end. And Swans were doing this for a good amount of songs at this time, and their work from this period has been retroactively described as very influential in the formation of the post-rock genre, which a lot of times is about these huge crescendos. Like that's an integral part of the sound of the genre. So Swans was coming from a completely different part, musical background, as a lot of these other artists who were doing that same thing. But I think I like to think they were very influential in that as well. Another thing I really like about this track is the sample that they play at the beginning. It's a song by a group called the Sons of the Pioneers, I think, and it's like this cowboy western kind of song from probably the 40s or 50s, and I don't know, it's just a cool little opening. And then the track just keeps building throughout. It definitely keeps continuously steadily building for the last, I don't know, 8 or so minutes, but the beginning is this sad, forlorn ballad about a loved one or something like that, and he says, "I'll never, or I'll always believe your blood promise," and it's one of their frontman Michael Gerard's best vocal performances, I should say, especially for live. It's really emotional and passionate, and then they do the big crescendo, and then finally it breaks, and they just drone on a minor chord for a bit. And another one of my favorite things about this track is the person at the end, after the song collapses in on itself, you can hear somebody in the audience yell "Don't stop," which just shows how intoxicating and hypnotizing this like long repetition can be for anybody listening, but especially the people who were listening at that live show. And I'm very jealous of those people, because I would absolutely love to have witnessed that, this recording, because I think it's one of the best live recordings that I know of. I forgot to mention this at the beginning, but it turns out that all of the tracks that I'm playing today are from the last album put out by their respective artists. So Yank Crime was Drive Like Jehu's last album. Leaves Turn Inside You was Unwound's last album. Swans Are Dead was Swan's last album. It wasn't their last studio album. That was Soundtracks for the Blind, but this came out afterwards, and then Swans broke up until 2010 when they reformed, but that was like their farewell live album, so that's part of the reason why they're going on this playlist today. And I have one track left for you, but I just want to say a huge thank you for everybody who's ever listened to the archive. I've had so much fun picking out all these tracks and sharing with you. I hope you found some things that you like and that have stuck with you. But if not, just thanks for sticking around and listening. I'm so happy I had the opportunity to do this. I'm very grateful for WMFO for having this great program that students and community members alike can be involved in and just share the things that they've been listening to lately. I think it's a great program. I'll probably be donating to them in the future, and I strongly suggest you do as well. Also, a thank you to DJ Aaron, who has volunteered to take over my show, at least partway, until the semester switch up at the end of September. So thank you, DJ Aaron. He will be starting his show, What's Happening, early, I believe. Yeah, you should definitely stay tuned for that, because he has all these great artists who come in live in the studio and perform, and it seems like a fantastic program. But other than that, I guess I will leave it there. I've been DJ EJ, and you've been listening to The Archive here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tusk Freeform Radio. I know these past couple of tracks have been pretty intense and kind of downers and pretty dark, so I figure I will close it off with a really cute, fun, happy, upbeat track that happened to be the last track on the final album by this artist, and the artist is Pavement. So have a good day, and I look forward to being back here in the future. Bye.
Secondhand wonder, a thing that recovers the doubt.
Slim like the rainstorm. Gotta do what you want.
Assemble and at sail the cut.
Slim door.
It's alright to shake, to fight, to feel.
Slim door.
It's alright to
down,
shake, to
down,
fight,
down,
to feel.
Down.
Harness your hopes to the folks with the liquor. Red ropes, periscopes, they got everything you will ever need. Start under the chair. Simmer, simmer, simmer down. Simmer, simmer, simmer down. Waste your precious breath explaining that you are worthwhile. Simmer, simmer, simmer down. Simmer, simmer, simmer down. You see my, I care it, I feed my thrill. I got beat by weather. Care it, I feed my thrill. I got beat by weather. Care it, I feed my thrill. It's time to get me off of the ground. The wicked keepers down. Hey, little boy. Would you like to know what's in my pocket or not? It's no ploy, it's no gimmick. It's a chance of a lifetime to see something that's never seen by mere mortals except me and myself and sweet I'd be. So what do you say? Would you like to play 20 questions with me? A little, little Christian lie. A little, little Christian lie. Debating if it's time to drop the bomb on you, my dear. A little, little Christian lie. A little, little Christian lie. Let's get down to brass tacks and start it. I care it.
Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food! Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste...